The first organ transplant. In 1954, a man named Richard was dying of kidney disease. He wouldn't survive for long unless he got a new kidney right away. Richard's twin brother, Ronald, was willing to donate one of his kidneys to his dying brother. At the time, however, no doctor had ever performed a successful internal organ transplant. The idea of taking an organ out of one person and putting it into another was just a fantasy. But the brothers decided to be brave and found a doctor who could make organ transplants a reality. Since Richard and Ronald were twins, their heredity was identical. They had the exact same biological traits. Even their kidneys were identical at the cellular level. Therefore, Ronald's working kidney could be substituted for Richard's bad one. Richard's body could adapt to the new organ if the operation was done correctly. The twins went to Dr. Murray, who was a pioneer of new surgical methods. His dynamic team of surgeons performed the transplant. Dr. Murray made sure his surgeons followed a rigid sequence of directions so that no mistakes were made. First, they made a minimal cut in Richard's side and removed the bad kidney. Then, they made another small cut in Ronald's side, removed his kidney, and transferred it into Richard's body. Finally, they sewed up the respective cuts. The entire operation only took about 1 hour. After the surgery, it was clear that both brothers were going to be okay. The operation was confirmed a success. Richard's new kidney worked great. Doctors prescribed medicine for the pain caused by the surgery. Since Richard was still weak, he used physical therapy to rebuild his strength. At last, Richard's transition into a healthy, happy person was complete. Dr. Murray became a hero in the medical world. His success gave other doctors confidence to try organ transplants themselves. Now, doctors perform similar life-saving transplants and surgeries every day.